This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. High school teachers are tackling unfamiliar technology and supporting the emotional needs of teenagers whose lives have been upended by the pandemic. In the second of an occasional series, New England Public Media's Ben James reports from the first week of remote school in Holyoke and Springfield.
At the end of the first week of this login from your bedroom school year, Shane Dillon says it isn't bad yet.
I, at first, was really skeptical about remote learning because I love being around my friends.
Dillon is a junior at the Renaissance School in Springfield.
We really had a lot planned for in school, and it was going to probably be one of the best years. And then that all got turned around.
Dillon's online school day runs from 7:35 to 2:05, with an extra long lunch period and generous breaks between classes. He alternates synchronous learning, that's when his classmates and teacher are all online together, with coursework he does on his own time.
I don't want to say I'm enjoying it, but I am and I'm not. I like the breaks, I like the freedom and independence.
High school students face a particular set of hurdles during this time of massive disruption to education. Fallon Correa is head of guidance at Renaissance. She has students dealing with homelessness and the loss of family members to COVID-19. Some of her students are at risk of falling behind academically. That makes it all the more noticeable when she says her biggest concern is the interruption to teenagers' social lives.
I don't want them to lose how to interact with each other. It's fine and dandy to be able to get on Zoom and use our phones and FaceTime, but you can't replace human-to-human interaction.
Renaissance is a public magnet school that follows an education model called expeditionary learning. A core component of that model is CREW, a dozen students and one teacher who meet daily and stick together through all 4 years of high school. Shane Dillon says his CREW helped him stay socially connected all summer.
So my CREW is fortunate enough to have a CREW teacher who spends a good chunk of her personal time making sure we have everything we need.
That teacher is Sarah Banning. She's a 10th grade English instructor and says she's psyched to be back with her students, even if class is currently located on her laptop.
They have just been lovely and funny and kind and just like super just wonderful.
Banning's focus for the opening week of school was simply connecting.
I have not touched content. I have not done anything that one would potentially, from a MCAS perspective, describe as being particularly important.
Banning says she's pleased with the 99% attendance rate the school achieved late in the first week. And even more significant, she says,
I've had more kids express excitement about school this year than I have ever heard previously. And I think that's interesting, and I want it to not go away.
Banning says, sure, some of that excitement has to do with an unstructured summer finally coming to an end. But Banning points to many of the petty power struggles that make in-person school unbearable for some kids. Conflicts with teachers about hoodies or phones, for instance.
There's a lot of little things that escalate into really serious conflicts with kids, and it's definitely the adult's fault.
Banning says those sorts of conflicts aren't in play right now, and her students can feel the difference. Still, she says, there's a lot she wishes she could change about remote school.
The thing that we're still really missing is that unstructured interaction time, and I don't know how to create that for kids.
Quick greetings across the hallway, silliness in the cafeteria, your crush in fourth period. These social exchanges are the reason many kids go to high school in the first place. Daniel Fiambiano teaches 9th grade earth sciences at Holyoke High. He says one of his favorite times of day is sitting with students in the lunchroom.
You don't even have to utter a word, but just sitting down with your students and doing that, you know, builds a certain connection that when the period starts, like you both become different characters.
Different characters. Fiambiano's word choice points to the art of working with teenagers, the need for nuance. That's often lacking on digital learning platforms.
All right, good morning, scholars. Welcome to class today. It's a pleasure to have all of you again. I do know it has been an incredibly difficult first week, given the nature of school being remote.
Using screen share, Theambiano introduces his incoming freshman to Google Docs and other applications. He knows engagement from students is critical to remote learning. But it's daunting. Theombiano says even if students are present in class, he can expect up to 20% of them to have their cameras shut down.
It's been really challenging not being able to see a student while you teach. You know, at some point, it almost feels like you're speaking to the open air, right?
One decision every school operating remotely needs to weigh is whether to require students to be visible on camera during class. Renaissance in Springfield has a cameras-on policy for all students. Sarah Banning gets the intent of the rule, but she's not happy with it.
I know personally I had a lot of confidence issues as a kid, and I could find it terrifying and, like, stomach-churning to be on camera all day.
Cameras on or off? Snapchatting a selfie during a breakout session? Stepping away from your class to help your younger brother log on to his class? This is high school in September 2020. The norms are reinvented in real time, and teachers confront the question of whether they'll be able to impact some of their students at all.
It's not enough for the students to be present in class. Okay, you know, are they really going to be learning something? Or are they going to be sitting in front of their computers and their attention is somewhere else?
Teacher burnout is a real phenomenon under the best of circumstances. Strong unions have helped many Massachusetts teachers secure the right to teach remotely during the pandemic. But Renaissance head of guidance Fallon Correa says even with the relative safety of distance learning, the risks to teachers' mental health shouldn't be ignored.
If I'm focusing on students, I have to also think about teachers, because if our teachers are miserable, then our kids are going to be miserable. You can't pour from an empty cup.
Over the coming weeks, teachers across the state will take on the next phase of COVID-era instruction, teaching their actual subject matter. For New England Public Media, I'm Ben James.